Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Poor People by William T. Vaughan is a wide-ranging, morally restless exploration of poverty, charity, and social hierarchy, written by an author known for immersive reporting and philosophical inquiry. Rather than offering a single thesis about why poverty exists, the book investigates how poverty is defined, who gets labeled poor, and how power shapes the gaze of everyone involved, including the observer. Vaughan approaches the subject through travel, encounters, and reflection, moving between personal experience and broader questions about economics, religion, and justice. The work challenges comfortable assumptions about deservingness and exposes the emotional complications that surround giving, withholding, and judging. It is neither a policy manual nor a sentimental portrait, but an attempt to take poverty seriously as a human condition that is also a social construction. Readers can expect an intense mix of empathy, discomfort, and self-interrogation that pushes beyond familiar narratives. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, defining poverty and the politics of labels. A central concern of the book is how the category poor is made, applied, and defended. Poverty is often treated as a simple economic threshold, but Vaughan interrogates how definitions shift depending on who is speaking and what they hope to justify. Governments, charities, journalists, and ordinary citizens all use different measures, and those measures can obscure as much as they reveal. The book explores how labels influence public sympathy, funding priorities, and the moral tone of debate. When poverty is framed as an individual failure, the poor become objects of discipline. When it is framed as structural, the focus shifts toward institutions and history. Vaughan also examines how class boundaries are policed through language, manners, and perceived respectability, creating a hierarchy inside poverty itself. The act of naming can turn complex lives into a manageable stereotype, which then becomes the basis for policy and personal judgment. By scrutinizing definitions, the book encourages readers to notice the hidden assumptions behind common phrases such as the working poor, the homeless, or the underclass. In doing so, it opens space for a more honest discussion about power and responsibility. Secondly, the moral economy of giving and refusing. Vaughan investigates charity not as a simple virtue, but as a system of choices shaped by fear, guilt, faith, and social pressure. The book asks why people give to whom and under what conditions, and it looks closely at the emotional logic that allows someone to help in one moment and turn away in the next. Giving can be an expression of solidarity, but it can also be a performance, a way to purchase moral comfort, or a tool for control. Refusal can be cruelty, but it can also be self-protection or skepticism about whether help is effective. The book highlights how small interactions, such as a request for money or food, carry a compressed drama of power. The giver decides whether the recipient is believable, deserving, or safe. Vaughan complicates the idea that good intentions are enough by emphasizing the unintended consequences of aid, including dependency, humiliation, and the reinforcement of status differences. At the same time, the book resists cynical conclusions by treating compassion as necessary even when it is imperfect. Readers are pushed to examine their own habits of rationalization and to consider what ethical giving could mean beyond comfort and convenience. Thirdly, field encounters and the ethics of witnessing. The book draws energy from lived encounters across different places and circumstances, using observation and conversation to bring poverty into direct view. Vaughan presents witnessing as ethically complicated. To look closely is to risk exploitation, but to look away is to participate in erasure. The narrative stance frequently turns back on the observer, acknowledging the imbalance between someone who can leave and someone who cannot. This self-questioning becomes part of the method, showing how the act of documentation can blur into intrusion and how empathy can coexist with voyeurism. The book also explores how environments shape experience, from the texture of streets and shelters to the informal economies that arise when formal systems fail. Rather than treating individuals as examples of a thesis, Vaughan uses encounters to demonstrate variety within hardship, including different strategies of survival, pride, community, and despair. He also shows how institutions interact with poverty on the ground, sometimes helping, sometimes controlling, sometimes simply managing visibility. For the reader, this approach creates a moral demand to recognize real people behind categories while also acknowledging how easily stories can be simplified. The topic ultimately asks what responsible attention looks like when inequality is everywhere. Fourthly, hierarchies within poverty and the idea of deservingness. A recurring theme is that poverty is not a single condition, but a landscape of internal rankings. Vaughan examines how people experiencing hardship may judge one another, distinguishing between those seen as hardworking and those seen as hopeless, between the temporarily unlucky and the chronically excluded. These distinctions mirror broader social narratives and often influence who receives help, trust, or protection. the book interrogates the concept of deservingness, showing how it can become a gatekeeping tool that protects the comfort of the better off. If assistance requires the recipient to pass a moral test, then poverty becomes not only an economic condition but a trial of character staged for outsiders. Vollmann also explores how race, gender, addiction, mental illness, and migration status can intensify stigma, pushing some people deeper into invisibility. By tracing these hierarchies, the book argues that compassion is often rationed according to social readability, not need. Yet it also acknowledges that communities under pressure develop their own rules for safety and reciprocity, which may look harsh but function as survival mechanisms. This topic invites readers to question their instincts about who is redeemable and to notice how moral sorting sustains inequality. Lastly, power, guilt, and the search for an honest stance. Beyond reportage, the book is a sustained attempt to find an ethically coherent position in a world where inequality is normal. Vollmann treats guilt as both a motivator and a trap. It can prompt action, but it can also center the feelings of the privileged while changing little for those in need. He examines how power appears in everyday interactions, from the ability to choose where to live to the ability to define what counts as help. The book challenges the fantasy that there is a pure, uncomplicated response to poverty. Instead, it portrays ethics as a practice that must be revisited again and again under imperfect conditions. Vollmann also considers how ideology shapes perception, including religious frameworks of charity and secular frameworks of rights and social justice. Rather than resolving these tensions, he keeps them visible, suggesting that honesty may be more valuable than certainty. For readers, this topic becomes personal. What obligations arise from comfort, and what kinds of action are meaningful rather than symbolic? The book encourages a shift from abstract opinions about the poor to self-scrutiny about one's own position within systems of advantage. The search is not for moral victory, but for less self-deception. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a challenging, unsentimental engagement with poverty, including students of social science, journalists, nonprofit workers, and anyone uneasy with the Easy Story Society tells about the poor and the generous. It can benefit a reader's life by sharpening moral perception. You begin to notice how often poverty is discussed as an abstraction, how quickly deservingness is used to end conversation, and how charity can become a substitute for justice or a way to avoid deeper responsibility. The book encourages a more reflective kind of compassion, one that admits uncertainty and still acts. It is worth buying compared to many books on poverty because it does not reduce the subject to a single explanatory model or a set of policy talking points. Instead, it combines on-the-ground attention with philosophical self-examination, making the reader confront the relationship between personal comfort and structural inequality. Where similar works may aim for reassurance or ideological clarity, Vollmann offers intellectual friction and ethical honesty. If you want a book that changes how you think, not just what you think, this is a compelling choice. If you would like to support William T. Vollmann, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.